right. But the thing is that I'm one of those persons who had my pensions abated.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was receiving an invalidity benefit
mm-hmm.
and a treasury pension.
Mm-hmm.
I would have joined the service after 1st of September 1975. So presently, I am only receiving the invalidity benefit from National Insurance. The treasury pension was abated,
mm-hmm.
and in its absence, I'm only receiving what is called a cost of living allowance.
So wait, are you, if you don't mind me asking, are you 67 as yet?
No, I'm not.
But then at that age, then you would then get pension.
Right, but my understanding is that I should be receiving both of them.
Right now, yes.
Mm-hmm, right. Mm-hmm. And achieving the age of 67,
mm-hmm.
then the treasury pension would stop,
mm-hmm.
and it would turn over then
to the NIA.
A national mm-hmm. a national insurance contributory pension. Mm-hmm. That's my interpretation of it.
And you said, no, you're only getting the one.
The invalidity benefit.
Yes. And that has always been?
Right, that was always that, right?
For
that
you, always, in particular for
me,
you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, I was always receiving both of them up until June.
The this first, year?
Last year. No, last year.
Last year, okay.
Yeah. So this is over a year now that I was only receiving.
You see, this is where the confusion comes, because some getting some and some not getting, some got it took away, some still getting it. You're not sure on what basis.
But that's the thing. My understanding is that there's still the process of informing persons that the mm-hmm. abatement will apply to them is ongoing.
Mm-hmm.
So present, as we speak, there's still persons who are still receiving both the pensions.
Both of the pensions, yeah.
Right. I don't know if
what's
at
the
some
criteria
point in time,
for
they'll be notified that mm-hmm. theirs will be stopped also. My thing is that I if you have come to a policy that you're going to stop them, then across the board, everybody should be informed that it will be stopped.
Yeah.
But there are persons who are still falling below the radar and still really receiving both of the pensions.
Some still receiving and some not, and some... and you were not informed, more or less.
Yes, I was informed.
But everybody... Well, I don't know. You see, it'd be good for other people to call. And also those who would have missed out on the benefits that are receiving now, like $27 only and $47.
Right.
When the minister spoke to us here on Brass Tacks about 2 weeks ago, he did say that they will now see that correction reflected in the August payments, and
right.
it will be made retroactive.
Retroactive, Larry. Right.
Yeah, so today being the 22nd, I guess, hopefully by the end of the month, we could look forward here on Brass Tacks to receiving some calls from some pensioners, you know, or persons on invalidity benefits that, or persons who've been impacted by this, to let us know if they did indeed receive the money as promised. He did
right.
give his word. He did say that there were some challenges, but he came on the air. This is Minister Strawn, and he did say that they will get them back in August. And he said that, I believe, late July. It's when he said that.
I heard the call, but
okay.
I must also hasten to add
mm-hmm.
that I agree with Glenn Murray's call yesterday
mm-hmm.
for those persons who have responsibility for the ministry to come in and allay some of the fears, because as you would notice, whenever you sit in the chair, a number of persons call in relation to the same issue, and there is a definite silence on the part of those responsible. I think that they should come out and at least inform or allay some of the fears, because a lot of people are operating out of ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that what they should do is to come out and at least calm the nerves of those persons who are affected to the point where some of them can't pay the mortgages, mm-hmm. some can't pay the utility bills, you know. And I don't think that people should...
Mm-hmm.
I agree that the circumstance here in Barbados is fairly dire. But...
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think that you should leave people to be wondering about this, or if it's going to be restored, if it is not going to be restored. You know, I don't agree with that. So I think if there is a policy decision that was taken to restore the pensions,
mm-hmm.
come out and let people know that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not going to do it, at least let people know that so that they can manage their fears.
Okay, thank you so much. I want to read this WhatsApp. Someone is saying, Ms. Haig, You like speaking to Westbury, caller contributions. People are here suffering and water is off. The garbage isn't picked up in the streets and they want to hear more about what is happening with the water. They want to hear more what is happening with the garbage. It would be good to hear from Mr. Padmore, Al Padmore, but I also know the Barbados Water Authority will be here in the studio on Sunday. If you can hold strain until then to get your questions answered. Of course, you can pose your questions here. If we can answer it, we can't, we certainly will pass it on to the BWA in time for Sunday's program. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Jayan.
Good afternoon.
Yes, I'm calling about the pension.
Oh, dear, yes. Good news.
Yeah, you say you want to know if we all get back the pension?
Well, today's the 22nd. I don't know if the... I believe the checks are... You normally get them around the 27th?
They're out, Jayan.
Huh?
The checks are out.
They're out?
Yes, but no money, Jayan. Still get the same money. No money, Jayan. And Tron calling Jordan come and say they promised that we would get back that money. But Jayan, I opened my mail about 5 minutes ago. The postman came this morning.
Oh, dear.
And it's still the same. And I hear a lady who went, and what about the one before?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, yes, you would also get back that. Well, we get no money, Jayan. But I call to thank you for trying your best. And it looked so wrong that our prime minister could come out and say something about the people that's crossing. And she can't come forward and say nothing about this pension. Why is it so hard for she to do that?
Wow. You actually have me feeling pretty sad now on
yes,
this because I really was excited when Minister called. Call me naive, but I look at the glasses half full until I realize that there are some glasses that no matter what you do, it will never be. It will always be half empty. But in this particular case, I really was positive. He sounded very positive. I mean, he came and he said it to us all. Now, however, I'm just going to say this, and hopefully this is a glimmer of hope. Today is August 22nd. Is there a possibility that maybe a second check will come to make up for whatever it is that is owed, and then next month it being then what it should be?
No, Jayan.
I'm hopeful. I'm just saying it, putting that out there in the universe.
Yeah,
that this is what could have happened, because I cannot sit here and believe that the that people in this situation, the most vulnerable people in this country, people that cannot work,
that
money has been cut down to, I think you said yours was what, 47? I can't remember how much it is that you get. Some people, it varies.
Jayan, a lot of people don't understand it, but they're going to explain this piece that some people could understand it.
Mm-hmm.
The allowance that them giving you, is your razor pay. That let's say you get razor pay for the time you was out medical, and you get razor pay thrice in that time. That is what they're giving you for allowance, which means that if you only get razor pay one time since you came out medical, that's what you hear some people saying, and get one something, some get 40
it varies,
days, 30
yeah.
days, 20 days. They're giving you this allowance by how you get your razor pay. Why it is that you going to get allowance and still them take away your rest of money from you, which means that something is wrong.
I know. But we going to be right back after the 12:30 news. If you want to hold on, or we will talk to you. Hopefully you can call back or you can hold on. Thank you very much. Welcome back. During the break, I received about 3 calls on my cell phone, a couple WhatsApp messages. I also reached out to a couple persons in the Ministry of Finance. I got a response back from Minister Cattle. Unfortunately, she's off the island, as well as Minister Strawn. However, we're trying to locate Ambassador Maskell to see if we can get an answer regarding the pensions. And again, if there's been a delay, or do we still have a few days and will we still see the postman with those pension checks before September? Now, let's get down to some serious brass tacks here, because the messages I got about the water outages and the fact that the garbage is not being picked up, one individual stated that if they're paying more money, and we understand that, we've been through that, it's been more than a year, that these are the two services that you should see some improvement. We know the Sanitation Service Authority, they're waiting on trucks. We know that they're going through some negotiations regarding the overtime. Likewise, with the Barbados Water Authority, they're going through their negotiations with the overtime. But somehow, the service delivery is being impacted. We heard on the news and on Brass Tacks earlier, Mr. Will Walren saying that it's not the SSA to blame. Don't blame the workers. And we certainly don't. We know Barbados are not stupid. They're not going to blame the SSA workers. They know it's a bigger problem. However, we are hoping that as adults and people with some basic common sense and the ability to reason, that they will find a solution on both parts. As far as the BW is concerned, we heard on the news about the lack of rainfall, and we certainly don't, it's not likely, but again, you're not sure if you're going to reach that target. If I'm not mistaken, the target is 1,300 millimeters in the year for the country to have water for the next year. What I'm saying is that the BWA, every year now, will have to announce whether or not they've made their quota and prepare the country for possible drought conditions and not wait for the drought to happen, because the information is there. But the problem I'm having, and the Barbadians are having who are impacted with the water, is if it is the drought in its entirety, then what is the mitigation plan? But we also know that the drought, from lessons learned in 2015-16, it will hit certain areas first, areas in the north. Of course, based on experience, you would know that happens first. So there are a lot of questions, and I want to encourage you to email us on brasstacks@starcomnetwork.net for Sunday's program to ask your questions. If you want to ask them here, no problem. But the minister will be in the chair with the Barbados Water Authority to answer some of these questions. Certainly, my question would be, what has happened to the booster in Bushy Park that was to send water to St. Joseph? And then similarly, you have the expansion on the Ionics that was to send water through Lancaster, Apsil, then to Castle Grant. And what happened to the generators that's supposed to be on? Because even if you get an outage from the Lighting Power, the generators are there in order to help. And surge protectors, we were told on June 22nd that surge protectors are already on. So that should minimize damage. There are a lot of questions. I know they have the answers and to what is happening, but we really want to hear what's the short-term plan? What is the mitigation plan? People right now are suffering. And they need some water. And again, an appeal to the Water Authority for the people of Foster Hall and St. John, if you can deploy your water tankers, because the four things that you're going to need in a crisis, you're going to need your personal tank program, you're going to need your community tanks, you're going to need communication, and you're going to need the trucks. Because if you can't put it in the tap, you have to put it somewhere else in order for them to get. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You are on the air.
Yes, yeah, I am still here.
Yes, ma'am. Well, yeah. I hope you heard I was trying to reach out. I'm hoping that Ambassador Masco will maybe make a phone call or send us a message before the end of the program so that we can, again, see what is happening. I'm positive that you're going to get that money. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry to hear that when you opened up your check that you were disappointed that it wasn't there. Mm-hmm. But it's the 22nd of August, and I'm hopeful before the end of the month you will see your postman again. And this time we'll have the money that
Well, there's some other things that I want to ask.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want to speak about the rules in St. Andrew and St. Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we are putting ministers now, this for the longest time. They never lost their seat. And it's ridiculous, these roads down here. Not only the roads, it ain't only the roads, the bridge. The bridges are in danger.
Mm-hmm.
All the bridges in St. Andrew in danger, and nobody seems to care. If one of those bridges let go with a busload of passengers or school children, what's going to happen? Nobody thinks they cares about St. Andrew and St. Jovis, that button bone. Borden Bridge, crack. Bruce Rail one crack. The one up Melvin Hill. We ain't even sure about Coggins one, because that dude when I was a little girl in my 60s. And nobody seems to care about St. Andrew and St. Jovis button bone. Mm-hmm.
I think that the good people of St. Andrew, St. Joseph, St. John, and St. Thomas, and parts of St. Lucy too, need to, sort of agitate a bit more in terms of, because I find that, and the people in St. Joseph know this too, that they don't say a lot. They really have to be pushed to the limit in order for them to get up and say, okay, enough is enough. That much I can tell you, I know. But sometimes you just can't wait until everything crumbles and then say, hey, what about us?
True.
You guys need to be able to be a bit more vocal before things happen, or when you can see something is going to happen. And before it gets worse, you don't wait until you're out of water, for example, for 6 months or 3 months. And from the time it off, say something. If the garbage is not collected, any times that you know it's not collected, say something. If the road is cracking up and you realize that there's a potential, accident waiting to happen, say something. Look, if you don't say it, people are not going to remember. You have to say something.
Well, as far as I see, they don't care about St. Andrew.
We'll make them care.
Listen, we don't have a police station to take away that. We don't have a post office. The pit weather.
The gas station still in St. Andrew?
No, we don't have a gas station. Right now that under repairs. Now I think some person is going to take it over. Mm-hmm. So right now they're working on that. Mm-hmm. Everything in St. Andrew, their nursery, the pit weather.
Polyclinic?
We don't have a post office. We don't have a police station.
Polyclinic?
We don't have nothing down here. Nothing. Nobody cares about St. Andrew. And I pray to God that no bus. You know, in the pine, a youngster had to lose his life in order to just fix the wells in the pine. Well, it looked like they're going to wait till a busload of people lost their lives in St. Andrews to fix the bridges in St. Andrew. You want to take you to St. Simon's? That is no good. That right off. And you put ministers in here to run.
We have a person here on WhatsApp with St. Joanne. The people, of the same representatives that they speak of, are the ones who put the politicians in for 3 decades plus. Why is she complaining? That is basically what
but,
say
but
you.
But that's what I just said. Mm-hmm. But that's what I just said. You put ministers in for all of these monkey years. Mm-hmm. But patients have to wake up, as I say, get up 5 years and skin them out. Jayan, have a good day, and I gone.
Okay, my dear. Have a good day, too. This is Down to Brass Tacks. It's now 12:54. We're going up until 2. You are on the air.
A blessed day to you, Joanne.
And to you.
Thank you kindly. I trust that you have a beautiful day and the rest of the week as well, and the entire station in the country.
Thank you. And on behalf of them, thank you too.
Thank you kindly. You know, Joanne, I believe very much in remembering what our foreparents said in the past, the old proverbs that they used, like, you should never put all of your eggs in one basket. And this is manifesting itself now, even as daring as when it was made by those persons. And we all coming to understand daily what that means, because in the eggs are now falling out on the heads of the people. Now, let me say here that our government said to us during the election, they care. Now, how it is possible for you to care and you would have stopped poor people's pension? Now, let me say here that invalidity is not a pension. And the government made an error. I don't know if they thought that the people would not have realized it or if they thought that they were going to be able to get away with it. Invalidity is a benefit that you pay for. It is not a pension. it ought not to have been classified as a pension. And that is wrong. And if the, and I'll tell you this, that if the people had to go to court, they would or should be able to get a interest on their payment. For all of these months, you would have stopped person's pension. I'm talking about the pension, not the invalidity. And not give it back to, I mean, they're poor people that they did it to for all of these months. And you would have taken away a person who were getting $1,000 for those pensions, for those pensions, and give them $39 and $49 and $100, for God's sake. Well, you know, I'm going to say this, that our government now is making what Robin Hood did years ago, we were told, look like child's play.
Okay.
Robin Hood was taken from the poor and helping the rich. What we've got a complete reversal of this now. You could take, and for all of these months, I mean, how is this possible? Could you be doing, and every month it is going on all the time, and they're funding it. So the invalidity is not a pension. That's the first thing I want to say here. The next thing I want to go on to say here, this week, I think Monday or so, a caller called me and he said to me, he want me to be aware that he understand that VAT is going to be at place at 20% coming up during the next budgetary proposal. I don't know who he heard it from, but I want to sound it out now as he said it. And I'll say this as well. It was a mistake, an error, when our government, I think they said the Prime Minister, who called the person who went to England to collect the, or to get garbage, this garbage truck, and because it was said that there were persons from other companies here that were up there, she said to them, come home. That was a blatant error. It was not, she had not thought it out, because look at what's happening. You have now placed the entire country health into jeopardy. And then not paying overtime is worse. How, I mean, this is how you could care about your people and the country.
Well, we do have a WhatsApp here. It says, good afternoon. I am so sad now. I was looking forward to the reinstatement of my pension as I have to get my child ready for school in 3 weeks. I cannot survive on $47 after giving over 35 years to serving the people of Barbados. We need to hear from the Prime Minister on this matter, and we need to hear from her now. That was from one WhatsApper in response to what is happening. All I can say, sir, is that we are actively pursuing, trying to get hold of Ambassador Maskell to see whether or not before the end of the program that we might have some answers for the pensioners. I personally feel very passionate about this because they are, for me, the most vulnerable people on this island, and I think that they need to be given priority, and it needs to be taken seriously, and somebody needs to give them back this money, and they need to do it now. And I don't understand what the problem is, and even if I did, I certainly don't think it should be a problem at this stage to have such a long delay. I don't think that I would accept any other explanation, other than put the check in the mail. But thank you very much for calling. This is Down to Brass Tacks. It's now 1 p.m. You are on the air. Good afternoon. Brass Tacks, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
This is Ms. Hayes.
Yes, sir.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
I think that people in Barbados don't realize that the prosperity that we're going through now, the success, everything that is going good, and then when things turn sour, we're hauling for murder. The garbage problem in Barbados is not nothing to do with the sanitation workers, nor the government.
What is it to do
with? As the boy come along, all the garbage is collected from the gaps and bring to the top of the road. Now, every garbage truck now go down every gap in Barbados to collect garbage. You think they got a little bit of roads in Barbados?
But I don't understand your point. You said
road.
That...
I'm from West Bay Road. Uh-huh. Maybe start from the top of West Bay Road.
Mm-hmm.
The first avenue, you go through there. The second avenue, the fourth avenue, the fifth avenue. Then you come down to Hawkins Gap. Then you go to Pickwick Gap. And then Pickwick Gap got branches in it, too. Then you come to Pickwick Gap. Then you come to School Gap. Grants Gap. Mm-hmm.
But you opened up and you said it's not the government's fault, it's not the SSA's fault. So you're saying it's the people
mm-hmm. build houses mm-hmm. in all, where used to be a gap or a track, now it's a road.
Okay, that's called development.
You understand?
So
we create a lot of roads because of the development of the houses that we have now.
Right.
And there's a lot of roads to go through to collect the garbage. And the water is the same thing as the water.
But water, I'm trying to understand your logic. That is called progress in terms of people building and moving from creating a road as opposed to a track road.
That's right.
Well, so how, is that negative for you? Is that something that you see
No, I'm saying it's progress.
Okay, you can't put it as... You can't blame the SSA or the government. You got to blame.
Anybody,
it doesn't mean you. It's not. It's not. Well, somebody has to be held
it's
accountable.
Progress. The people.
It is progress.
The lines of housing.
Mm-hmm.
You got high rise housing now in Barbados. We never had that before. You got to deal with the water pumps now. That see, you get proper pumps to pump the water to the houses.
Well, this is why. When you have an increase in population and building. You do need to increase, or should I say upgrade, your water systems. And you also need to increase your fleets and manage them better in terms of the pickup for the sanitation, as well as even the delivery of water in the country via trucks. Everything has to change.
That's true. I say that you need proper pumps to pump the water now, because it wasn't like years ago, man. Mm-hmm. Only pipes was being front road. Yeah, go to the top of the road for back of the water. Water going all down through them gaps, going up in hills.
I don't know. I don't think Barbadians fully comprehend.
You want pumps, water pumps to pump the water to the different areas.
Yeah. Yeah. I was saying that the water is very complex, huh? It is not simple. It really isn't. And there are hundreds of pipes, thousands. Because from every main, then you have to have a service line connected to each house. And that water has to travel and flowing consistently. And then there are bursts, and then there's equipment failure because the equipment really is working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
They're connecting to the San Fray pipes that was there for over 100 years in the main road.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is why on Sunday, again, I can keep promoting it because I think it's important. And also... Every Sunday, Brass Knacks will normally feature a particular topic. And I encourage Barbadians to always tune into Brass Knacks, and in particular on Sundays, because you always get a lot of information that you didn't get during the week. And in particular with the Water Authority, I think that the questions about, you know, the problems that they're having. And yes, I think people accept that there are some problems, but a lot of people out there are thinking that they can do a lot better. And a big example of that is on the front page of the newspaper, waterways, a big rock on top of a burst pipe in King Street in the city, and residents there, you know, it's like a big waterfall or fountain or something spouting up, and a gentleman is walking past, and no one is there to fix it, but you are in the middle of a drought with a prohibition notice. That does not go together with the prohibition. So it's things like that that we find that are not acceptable. And when I say not acceptable, it would happen that you're going to have a burst. But because you have a prohibition notice, you're going to have to move fast. But thank you very much for your call, sir. And do have a great day. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Gaynell.
Joanne,
sorry.
That's all right.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Joanne, do you know how many squatters, Bajan squatters, there are in Guyana? Well, I was down there not too long ago, And there is a village called Soestdijk on the east bank. Soestdijk, it's a Dutch word. It runs parallel to the Demerara River up to Linden. And that highway is about 35 miles long. And it is where Guyana gets a lot of its sand from, white snow, white sand.
Okay.
And there are over 15,000 Bajans squatting on that area of land, about 4 miles wide by about 35 miles long, from Soestdijk to Linden. And you know what?
How do you know this?
I visited the place. I took my wife, my Bajan wife, down there mm-hmm. when she was alive.
Mm-hmm.
And she was amazed. We drove. They're planting coconuts. They're doing. The government told them, do not steal, do not rob, do not kill. The land is yours. Live in it, build in it, work it. And they were happy to see us. When we told them we were from Barbados, man, they started asking questions.
You're saying that the government of Guyana just gave, according to you, because I don't
not
have
to
these...
Leave.
Told them that they can just have this land free of charge.
Yes. The government told them they are our
brothers and sisters. I'll tell you this. We do have to take a break, but during the break, I will have to discuss with Dennis me moving to Guyana.
Well, $350 billion U.S. dollars worth of oil exploration mm-hmm. will drive Barbadians to Guyana. There is a town in Guyana called Providence,
mm-hmm.
where the average house will make the houses in Fort George Heights look like little huts.
Really?
Yes, madam.
Wow.
You have to go down there to see how.
Well, I've never been to Guyana, but you know, as I said to Dennis just now, I may have to reconsider if the government is saying here, there's a piece of land and you can have it. But again, this is what you're saying. You know, we will have to.
From my understanding,
a little bit more.
There are some investors in Singapore,
mm-hmm.
Dubai, and Qatar
mm-hmm.
that are looking to purchase the island of Leguan, which is almost, it's in the Escriba River, which is almost as big as Barbados. And you know what's the nickname for that island?
What?
The New Manhattan.
Mm-hmm. So squatting is legal then in Guyana? That's what you're saying?
Squatting is not legal, mm-hmm. but because they were there, and they asked the government, can we stay here? You know, use this land.
Mm-hmm.
The government said, yes, have it as yours. Some people pay 12 cents a square foot.
Mm.
12 Guyana cents, which is less than point, not 3 cents, Barbados. But you see, we have to live and let others live. I want Mr. P to know that there are Barbadians not only squatting in Barbados, they're squatting all over the world.